All roads lead to the fair. Millions from north, south, east, and west. They come by train, by plane, by boat, by automobile. Yes, from all points of the compass. Men, women, and children are coming to their World's Fair of 1940 in New York. These merrymaking throngs are coming to the greatest exposition in history, the Wonderland, Glamourland, Vacation Land of the nation, where gaiety, fun, and carnival spirit reign, where all will have the time of their lives and a lifetime of memories. During this quarter hour from the land of the Trilon and Paris Fair, there will be real inside news of the fair by Harvey D. Gibson, chairman of the board of directors. Selections by the World's Fair Glee Club, a swing around the theme center in a sightseeing bus, and comments by the press. At the fair, silver trumpets, fanfares. At the fair, military bands, symphonic orchestras, dance bands, famous artists from all the world over, banners in the breeze. Our stage is set, greatest in all the world, 3.5 miles long, 1.25 miles wide, exhibiting the products of peace and freedom, the latest thrills and laughs of the amusement world, a tremendous panorama of throbbing life, the world of tomorrow. Behind this vast undertaking is a skilled army of workers, headed by Mr. Harvey D. Gibson, chairman of the board of directors. Born in North Conway, a small New Hampshire town, widely known and esteemed in the business world, he has never lost the kindliness, the friendliness of the small town. It is now my privilege to present him to you, Mr. Gibson.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen and young people? We of America have very much to be thankful for in these days of changing frontiers. North of us, we have Canada, a great and friendly neighbor. To the south, Mexico, and the vast republics that stretch to the Horn, all good neighbors. The greatest plains in the world that course our skies carry no bombs. No blackouts are known here. We live in harmony with nations. For these reasons, the theme of our fair this year is For Peace and Freedom. And when you visit our great exposition, you will be inspired by the things you see, the amazing products of peace and freedom. In the brief time allotted to me, I wish to particularly emphasize the fact that this is your fair. Men and women from your state have contributed the genius that is making the fair great. Products from your soil and your factories have gone into its buildings. Although located in New York, it belongs to all the nation. Every one of you, in one way or another, has contributed something to America, and hence belongs to the vast national effort that inspired the fair. There are many interesting things I would like to tell you. At the World's Fair of 1940 in New York, you will find new wonders for your instruction and entertainment. Men are making realities of dreams. Over 1,500 free exhibits will depict new discoveries of American scientists, new creations of American art, and otherwise command your keen interest and attention. You will see the last word in television, unbelievable man-made lightning, the mechanical robo, the evolution of time, the development of photography, three-dimensional pictures, rocket travel, and many other astonishing displays. Construction of a mammoth theater is now underway, in which will be the world's largest revolving stage. In the theater will be produced the American Jubilee, a patriotic musical spectacle with a cast of 300. It will depict important episodes in the history of America in drama and song, something you will certainly all want to attend. The Aquacade show of last year will be all new. With these and other new and improved attractions, we can promise you an amusement area to be remembered for many a year. It will be called the Great White Way and will be, in fact, Broadway at its best. And best of all, there will be more fun and improved attractions for less money, which has been the objective foremost in our minds in planning the entire fair of 1940. It's going to be every man's fair, and we're going to do everything we can to make it possible for people from all over the country to enjoy it on their usual vacation budget. Railroads, bus lines, airlines, and hotels are cooperating with just one thought: a great fair, but an inexpensive one, with fixed prices which are moderate and which can be counted upon. In the foreign area, it will be possible to improve even upon Howard Hughes' achievement when he went around the world in 4 days. At the World's Fair of 1940 in New York, this feat can be performed in a single day. You can sample the charm and culture, view the life and customs of almost every foreign land within 24 hours, along peaceways that emphasize brotherhood, not bombs. In the near future, I hope to tell you more of our plans. Meanwhile, don't forget that Saturday, May 11th, is our opening day. Make your plans to attend our fair. You may take my word for it that you will have an instructive and amusing time and see wonders which it may not be possible for you to see assembled together again, perhaps for many years to come.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson. Many of you who visited the fair last year met and talked to the alert, friendly, and nattily attired guides of our information service. Some of them organized the Glee Club under the direction of Addison Amour. These tuneful young men greet you with Vive l'Amour.
Let every good fellow now join in a song.
Vive la company.
Success to each other and pass it along.
Vive la company. Vive la, vive la, vive la more. Vive la, vive la, vive la more. Vive la more. Vive la more. Vive la company.
A friend on the left and a friend on the right.
Vive la company.
In willing endeavor our hands we unite.
Vive la company. Vive la, vive la, vive la more. Vive la, vive la, vive la more. Vive la more. Vive la more. Vive la company.
Should time or occasion compel us to part,
vive la company.
These days shall forever enliven the heart,
vive la company. Vive la, vive la, vive la more, vive la, vive la, vive la more, vive la more, vive la more. Vive la company.
Something lost, a rhythmic recovery. He found it.
A well-known Indiana man,
went back some back last week. Went right down cellar with a match to find a bad gas leak.
He found it, but it doesn't interest him anymore.
Another man by curiosity was sadly goaded. He squinted down his old shotgun to see if it was loaded. It was, but it doesn't interest him anymore. He said farewell and has gone to
dwell
with the angels. A main man read that human eyes of hypnotism were full, and so he tried if it would work upon an angry bull. It wouldn't, but it doesn't interest him anymore. He's gone. The angels sing.
And now for our sightseeing bus in its bright blue and orange. It is waiting to take us to the theme center of the fair.
On your left, ladies and gentlemen, a world-famous trademark, the Trilon and Terrasphere, theme center of the fair. Piercing the sky 700 feet, the giant three-sided spire of the Trilon, symbol of the fair's lofty purpose, adjoins the huge globe 200 feet in diameter, the perisphere. The exit ramp is known as the helicline. Never before in history has man undertaken to build a globe of such tremendous proportions. Within it is the market city, the city of tomorrow, an amazing spectacle you all must see. Now down Constitution Mall. On our left is the House of Jewels, with riches beyond the dream of Croesus. The Temple of Religion is just beyond, symbol of man's spiritual riches. There is the largest portrait statue in the world of George Washington, 65 feet high. As we approach the Lagoon of Nations, scene of amazing nightly spectacles of water, fire, color, and sound, may I remind you that the displays begin promptly each evening at 9 o'clock, another must-see of the fair. I call your attention to one of the finest buildings on the site, the French Pavilion. Within it, you will see priceless mementos from the days of Marie Antoinette, Louis XVI, and Napoleon. You will see.
Thank you, Mr. Guy. We'll join you on another tour in the near future. Meanwhile, let's hear the World's Fair Glee Club as they sing of Latin America.
La 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 la. When the moon is shining bright down in Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent with a mellow instrument and a colorful sombrero. Then he sings, and the melody he brings so tenderly played is called the Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. See, senor, he's a happy troubadour on a patio you'll find him. Si, senor, he will go from door to door, leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the gaucho serenade. La, 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 the gaucho serenade. I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander, free as the eagle flying. I'm roping and a-tying, I'm roping and a-tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle. I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. At the eagle flying, I'm roping and a-tying, I'm roping and a-tying. Give me my bridle and saddle, and my old pinto I'll straddle. I'll get the cowboys a-riding, out where the rustlers are hiding.
Throughout the length and breadth of the land, the press has been saying convincing things about the New York World's Fair. The press speaks.
Daily News, Frederick, Maryland. Glowing reports of the New York World's Fair, its great beauty, tremendous size, and its magnificent array of exhibits in every field of human endeavor are received daily.
The Portland, Maine Press Herald.
The New York Fair has rubbed the lamp to good purpose out on Long Island. The slaves of the lamp have created nothing less than a marvel.
The Bucyrus, Ohio Forum.
New York is presenting a real World's Fair, an American institution of which the American people can well feel proud.
The Clifton, New Jersey Times.
As the New York World's Fair stands today, it's the most spectacular exposition in all history, and probably will retain its honor for 50 years or more. Anybody who misses the New York Fair is standing still.
And so the presses roar in tribute to the New York World's Fair. These are but a few samples of national comment. Thus we conclude this glimpse, this foretaste of the world of tomorrow, and the prediction that you will have the grandest time of your life when you visit your New York World's Fair. Remember, the opening date is Saturday, May 11th. Until we meet again in the near future, be sure to make plans now to come to the fair, your fair, the World's Fair of 1940 in New York.